The first round of the annual WinterGuard International Sport of the Arts World Championships is now over. The indoor competition overall includes color guard, percussion, and marching bands. The event brings thousands of young people from all over the world to Dayton every year. During a practice session this week at the Payne Recreational Center in Moraine, 30 or more high schoolers from Flanagan High School in Pembroke Pines, Florida, begin a run-through of the routine they hope will get them to the finals. They run, leap, and dance their way across the floor. Some wave large, colorful flags, while others push props or twirl rifles, then throw them high into the air and catch them on the way down. It looks like a lot of work. Dean Broadbent is the color guard director for Flanagan.
It is pretty taxing on all of us. So when we get to this point in the year, we are tired, but the adrenaline of the week kind of gets us through.
This year, WinterGuard International celebrates its 40th year. The competition has been in Dayton for 30 of those years. 338 color guards and 270 wind and percussion marching bands from around the country will battle it out over two weekends in a spectacle of sound, color, and athleticism.
There's a couple hot spots in the country. There's a couple great groups from Indiana that have come that are kind of in the lead now. We have groups from California coming that are really strong. In South Florida alone, there's three Scholastic World Guards, and all of us are neck and neck. Really good competitors, smart instructors, really talented kids. And then plus you have kids coming from the Northeast. So all of them come together to hopefully make the 15 finalists on Saturday.
Aiden Register is a 17-year-old junior at Flanagan. She and her teammates have worked hard to get here.
I think our greatest challenge was really just finding out how to be a team together. I personally just had to learn how to be consistent at what I do and to come back every day with a good attitude.
Fellow teammate and captain Natalie Santana is in her second year in the World Guard and says WGI has taught her to be a leader.
It's taught me to think outside the box in many different ways. So if I can't solve a problem one way, there's always three other ways I can solve it. And you just have to work real hard to try to fix things and be professional about it without, you know, being crazy and hectic.
If you missed the color guard portion of the competition, you've got another chance to see percussion and winds marching bands compete in Dayton the weekend of April 21st. You can find the competition schedule and list of performance venues at WGI.org.